Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Doña Ana Arts Council Executive Director Gregory Z. Smith. Congratulations on your new position, and thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for inviting me, Emily. It's my pleasure.
You're welcome. Well, how did this all come about? Something new.
It was a big surprise. I frankly was invited to talk to some members of the board for the Arts Council, and I thought, well, I've got a very little amount of time left on the City Council, but I'll be happy to talk with you about what we might be able to do to help the Arts Council. As you know, a longtime supporter of the Arts Council. So they invited me in, and out of the blue, well, not out of the blue for them, they'd been thinking about it, but I was asked if I would be willing to take on the job of executive director. It was a complete surprise. I thought about it. All of a sudden, I recognized that it would be a good fit. I did say that I would first need to talk to my wife, Allison, but I was pretty sure she would be supportive, and she was. My family was very supportive, and I was happy to tell them that I'd be willing to do it.
Were they as surprised as you?
My family? Yeah, nobody. Apparently, the people in the Arts Council had been talking to each other about it, but they'd kept it mum. And so I frankly had no idea that they were considering me. I had no idea that the previous director had left. So I was simply, didn't you just recently hire someone? No, he's left already, and we need somebody new, and you'd be great for this job. And I had to agree with him. I thought it would be a great fit.
Well, you were Las Cruces City Councilor for District 2 for 8 years. And then winding up, did you know what you wanted to do?
Well, I was looking at starting a nonprofit to do something that I had wanted to do on the council, and I've been referring to it as IQ'd, Innovative Infill Initiatives, taking vacant, underused, or abandoned properties, built on or not, and looking for ways to put them into productive use in our community for housing, for artist lofts, things like that, looking for ways to kind of raise the bar as far as what some of our vacant properties look like and how they then are put into productive use. So I was really gearing up to starting a nonprofit and doing all of that when I got this request from them. And one of the things that I thought is, we could make this one with my background in architecture, and many people have often referred to as architecture as one of the arts, make this effort to improve the appearance and the interaction in our community part of what we do. So I still have to make sure that the board is on board for that, but I think it's something that makes a lot of sense to me, and I look at it as we've talked about artist lofts and things like that being in the Amador Proximo area. We've talked about other ways to get public art and things like that more accessible to our community. So this is something that I'm hoping I can do as part of the Arts Council as the executive director. But if it turns out that they don't see that as a fit, it'll still be something I want to do on my own.
Well, there's a lot that you have looking forward to coming up for the Love of Art Month.
Yes.
February.
For the Love of Art Month, yes, February. We're also working on a sort of a preview for some of the people in the space industry who are an increasing part of our population here. We'd like to welcome folks, but also do that kind of connection between the arts and the engineering.
You're going to be adding on to a lot of the things that have already been created in the last few years.
50 years worth, almost. Well, it's since 1971. So when we have our 50th anniversary of the Arts Council and the Renaissance Fair in 2021, we're going to be doing some neat things with the Renaissance Fair and a lot of celebratory things all year long. Also, the Arts Fair that's coming up in March is actually our 10th Arts Fair. So we've had some great things going on. These are events. They certainly are not the only things that the Arts Council does. They're part of the outreach, part of the education, part of the support for the arts in Las Cruces. So a lot of neat things have been happening, but yes, we'll be building on the work that the past executive directors have done and the past Arts Councils have done. It's not all the executive director. But I will tell you that I believe out of all of the previous executive directors, maybe two or three in the last 50 years are people I haven't known. The rest I've been, you know, familiar with. I've gotten a tour of the Rio Grande Theater before work started on renovating that. Been supporting the Renaissance Fair and other events and things that they've been doing for a long time.
And Kathleen Albers was the executive director for many years.
I think 7 or 8. So, you know, quite a long period of time, basically virtually the whole time that I was on the city council. And I've known some of the previous directors like Ceci Vasconcelos, Larry Braxton, Heather Pollard, Nancy Meyer. So there's quite a long list of people who've been contributing to this, and it's really been great effort over the years. I look at that as them having done the foundation and some of the structure, and we're going to take this and basically make this a decade for the arts, looking at ways to take a broad spectrum of the community and connect them to a wide range of the arts, looking at ways to really connect everybody. The arts are for everyone. Look at it as an economic driver. Look at it as a source of community pride. Look at it as a way for people to express themselves and to have unique opportunities, both in how they entertain themselves, in how they enjoy their quality of life in Las Cruces, and to make Las Cruces a destination and a hub for the arts. You know, tourism is a great industry for us, and the arts are a great source of energy and excitement for tourism, as well as people who are coming here as guests, not necessarily as tourists, and those of us, most importantly, those of us who live here.
Well, your mother, Joanne Smith, has been an artist for several years, and I'm sure she inspired you for the love of art.
She did. I will tell you that when I was a child growing up, we were living in places like El Paso, like California, like Alaska, and Argentina and El Salvador and Panama. She was always working on something. She was always making things. And so she got her bachelor's at UTEP and her master's here at NMSU. And she then started off as a jeweler, then got into oil painting and watercolors. So she's been doing a lot of things over a long period of time. But you don't have to have an artist in your family to enjoy For the Love of Art Month. It really is for everyone, and regardless of your family connections to the art or your own connections to the arts, we've got things going on like the Eccentrics, which I'm really interested in seeing how that works, with Carol Witham. And then we've got Watercolor Valentines coming up with Jan Hampton. Then there's Art Forms Gallery exhibit that's coming up. That all of this is happening. There's classical drinking, which has been going on for a while.
That combines music with NMSU's music professor, Jim Shearer.
Yeah, he's a great guy and, of course, does a lot of different things. And so this one's a kind of a new one for me, but a different direction and sort of makes you stop and think about it for a moment. But classical drinking, sort of an opportunity for people to relax and talk about and hear music. So that's a good connection there. This time, Eric Unsworth from UTEP is going to be there participating on the double bass.
And possibly fill up the Arts and Cultural Center, as El Paso Pro Musica did, with Matt Herskowitz, jazz pianist.
That was an amazing show. We actually got very close to our limit as far as the number of people there, but I was counting, and we were safe, but fabulous. People really enjoyed it, and he enjoyed it. I got to talk with him a little bit. He was really pleased at how well people enjoyed his performance. So that kind of thing is another part of the arts that a lot of times people don't realize. We're not just talking about the visual arts or other things. We're talking about performing arts, music, and a variety of things, and broadening the kind of experience that people can have in Las Cruces. Come from El Paso to enjoy, as well as other parts of the world, but certainly for our folks here.
And then on February 11th through the 13th, there's the 3-day artist workshop with Nancy Bagan and Susan Hansen. Sisters, tell me about their art.
Well, they do a wide range of things. Some of it is very whimsical. Some of it is quite detailed. And I have a print that Nancy did in my office now at the Arts Council that my wife, Allison, gave to me a couple of years ago, but it shows the old Mission Theater that used to be in Mesilla Park. And I just love that piece. So when Nancy came in the other day, I showed it to her and said, look what's right above my desk. She was thrilled. But they do a great job. They hand decorate their own frames. They just do so many things, and it really is a lot of fun. So I'm pretty sure that's going to be a very full 3 days for people.
And looking forward to Feed Your Mind series, Art in Paris. You don't even have to travel to France. Tell me about that. That's February and March?
Yeah, Kathleen Key and the range of things about, you know, I mean, I have not gotten to spend any real time in Paris. I basically went from one airport terminal to another, the only time I've been there. But there is so much to look at. I was talking to somebody the other day whose son is in Paris, going to the Louvre all the time and sketching some of the sculptures and things there. But she's going to help bring that to us here in Las Cruces. She's also going to follow each of the days that she has the art in Paris. The following day, she's going to be doing the Impressionism, which ties in. There are a lot of great Impressionist pieces in Paris, but also here and around the world. So she'll be helping people understand that form of art and what's been done there.
Then there's another Get Art Rageous evening, February 19th, getting your work seen online.
That's an increasingly important form of getting the word out, helping people know what you do. And so I've actually purchased some art online. I much prefer to see it in person, but I have seen some pieces before that I've purchased online, and I know that that might get somebody into the studio, might get somebody to order something online, but that's an increasingly important way for people to market what they do.
Well, there's so many things going on in February. We'll have to come back and talk about what's happening in March, but the entire schedule is listed in your website, daarts.org.
Yes, and let me just point out that on the 21st, Sally Quillen, who's one of our local artists, is going to be doing a one-day artist workshop with her, and I think that's going to be exciting, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
So she had part one last year, but it's not a prerequisite to have attended part one in order to sign up for part two.
Yeah, and it's, you know, appropriate for beginning artists or for those who wish to refresh their skills. So it's the sort of thing where I think it's accessible to just about anyone.
And then there's Film Festival Survival Skills. Well, we're going from art to music and now to the films.
Well, with the things that we're seeing happening with film in Las Cruces, and of course the Las Cruces International Film Festival coming up, film is an area where we have a lot going on. Certainly with Film Las Cruces located on Valley Drive, the soundstage getting ready to come in at Arrowhead Center, where the Creative Media Technology Program at the Doña Ana Community College, as well as the Creative Media Institute at NMSU, there are going to be increasing opportunities for people to find work and to do exciting things in film here.
So February 28th, promoting art in Mesilla Valley. That's a monthly meeting.
Yeah, and it's usually held on the fourth Friday of the month at noon. So February, members of Art Forms are going to be talking about the techniques they use to make their artwork. And, of course, with a leap year, For the Love of Art Month will be an extra day long this year.
Again, you're located at 1740 Calle de Mercado in Mesilla. Congratulations again, Gregory Z. Smith, Executive Director of the Doña Ana Arts Council.
Appreciate that. Looking forward to all kinds of great things.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.